completely. I couldn't talk. I couldn't communicate with anybody. The one person I did communicate with was Jesus. He was there with me, and he told me I was going to be okay. And I said, Lord, please, please do something with this. And over the course of a year, he brought me to the point where I could stand, and with a walker, I could walk, but my legs weren't cooperating very well. My arms and my hands were just not up to par quite yet either. But in June, I was invited to this church, and I parked in a handicapped parking spot that morning, got my walker out, and proceeded to wobble my way into the building. God told me he was going to do something with this, and I believed him with all my heart. By the time I left that building, through the power of prayer of brothers and sisters around me, I walked out of there without that walker. And I have been wearing heels like this since. Glory to God. Praise God. I had been 100% completely healed. To give you an idea, I had complete brain damage in my nervous system all the way through my body. He restored that. Absolutely everything. So I can run, I can jump, I can dance. Yay. But just so you know, people that are locked in, they can hear everything you say. Encourage them, lift them up, let them know that God is there. What I want, I have started a ministry with this. This is what the Lord was waiting for, and this is what we're doing now. I want to reset faith that has faltered, and I want to give new faith to people to believe in Jesus Christ. Yes. Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning, and we lift up these people in this room and all that are weary that come to you. You hear their pleas and you know their hearts. Lord, I ask that you touch every single one of them. Every single one of them, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen.
That's very hard to follow. I went to a streamed conference from Aglow. They were in Florida this last weekend. And a lot of things happened there. But it was the second day. I just come in the morning and went over to where they had the coffee, and I, you know, it was the hotel white glass coffee cups with the handle. I filled it up, put in my cream and sugar, and turned to go back to my table, and the cup just detached from the handle, fell on the floor, broke, spilled the coffee, and I'm looking at the handle saying, what was that about? Because I felt the prophetic on it. But, you know, I feel the prophetic on a lot of things. But, you know, this definitely was. And I got back to my table after I got another cup of coffee, and I began to just question the Lord, what was that about? What's going on here, Lord? What are you saying? And it came to me that, you know, we just entered into the new Jewish year, and it's a Shemitah year, this, you know, 7 years, which is the cycle that God works in. And part of Shemitah means to let fall. You know, that's when the Twin Towers fell, when the stock market fell in the next, you know, the next Shemitah season. But let's see, where was I? There are some things I wrote down then when I heard the Lord say, there are some things God is going to shake and let fall. Some cups that are full, the cup of iniquity in some of our institutions, the bowls of prayer in heaven about to be poured out. God moves when things are in their fullness, as in the fullness of iniquity, the fullness of time. He moves in 7-year cycles. And part of it was also that the bowl that we've been waiting for, where he's going to pour out his spirit, you know, in the latter rain on all flesh. He's going to pour out his spirit. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the time that you have chosen us to be born in, Lord. The DNA that you have given us, Lord, that is your DNA to stand and move in this time, Lord God. And we look to the fullness, Lord, your spirit being poured out upon all flesh and the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covering the earth as the water covers the seas, Lord God. We just thank you that true unity is only found in you, Lord. Us and you and us, Lord God. We all become one body in you, Messiah Jesus. That is what true unity looks like, Lord. And we just look to the day, Lord, and we say, this is the day. This is the day. The outpouring has begun, Lord God. And there shall be no end, but there shall be an increase in your kingdom, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Lord, for all that you have entrusted and equipped us for, in Jesus' name.
I heard Brenda's complete testimony last Monday, and it really helped me not to feel sorry for myself. I developed plantar fasciitis about a month ago. My feet are flat, so I've had anything that can go wrong with my feet has gone wrong, you know. And so anyway, so plantar fasciitis, I've had it before, but it's been a long time, and I was miserable as far as walking, standing, you know, trying to do any kind of grocery shopping, trying to just, you know, I hung on to everything, get up to go to the bathroom, and I hang on to the bed all the way around, and, you know, just miserable. And then about 3 weeks after my plantar fasciitis started bothering me, whatever I was doing with my left foot affected my right knee. And then my right knee hurt me worse than my plantar fasciitis. Like, God, this is not fair. And, you know, this has been a time for me when, you know, ever since Trump didn't win the election, you know, I've been asking, God, do you know what's going on? God, do you see what's going on? God, and I know he knows. And then this whole thing with my knee, and so, Lord, I've been sometimes waking up feeling heavy, and I have to rebuke a spirit of heaviness because I know it's not from the Lord, and I know that he loves me. But anyway, I was struggling, and now maybe some of you have been struggling too, because sometimes, you know, God has sustained me through his word and he's encouraged me, but I still haven't gotten healed. And things haven't straightened out in our nation. And there's a lot of loose ends. And I think, oh, okay, God, you know. But he told me something this morning, and I have to share it with you. Now, I don't want you to think that I don't believe in divine healing, because I believe in healing. You know, when I get sick, the first thing I say is, Lord, you forgive all my iniquities, and you heal all my diseases. And, you know, and I have another, several other verses that I quote on a regular basis. So I believe in divine healing, but the Lord spoke to me. And I woke up singing an old song. It's quite appropriate. It's, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, lift it up, and make me whole. And I wanted to be whole. I wanted to be whole. And then, okay, Lord, I haven't sung that in I don't know how many years. And so I got up, and I went to where I was having my devotions, and he said something to me, and put it in the context of the fact that I know he wants to heal me. But he said, did you marry me in sickness and in health? And I stopped. I thought, well, God, did I really marry you in sickness and in health? I think I married you in health. I expect health. But I thought, oh, okay, so you want me to respond to you loving, in a loving, faithful, trusting way in sickness and in health. And so I thought, okay, Lord, I see where I've hurt Holy Spirit by my questions, by my discontentedness, by allowing myself to feel somehow or another, God, I don't know where you are, but please show up now, you know, kind of attitude. And because I married you in sickness and in health. Now, I don't know if that speaks to you, but it sure did speak to me. So if we can trust him, we can trust him. And he wasn't kidding when he said, be anxious for nothing. So in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our notes need unto God, and we trust him, and we rejoice in the Lord, and believe that he knows every need of our heart, and he is at work, and we married him in sickness and in health.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I just ask you, all of us who have these unanswered prayers, these things that are hanging, these things that, circumstances that we look at, these pains that we're still suffering, Lord, that we married you and can trust you in sickness and in health, when things are going well and when they're not going well. I just pray for the peace of God, which passes all understanding, to keep all our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, because we can trust you. We know that you and your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and that we, even in these difficult times, it causes us to draw closer to you. So help us, all of us, instead of pushing you away, that we draw closer to you in these difficult times, knowing that you are at work, and that he that worketh in us is doing a very good work, and all things will work together for good to those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose.
This is a footnote on what Linda just said, because I don't have anything to share. Joanne does. I was just sharing, Veronica was telling her testimony, and we were talking about how things get weird in this world, you know, all around us. But it's, no matter how much my business has, how much stuff I have, and I go through the misery, the whatever, this doesn't change. My business changes, that's okay. This will never, never, never change. And our Father never, 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 never changes. That was a good word. Thanks, Linda.
A lot of you don't know me, but some of you do.
I'm just here for support because she asked me to, okay?
When I was born, I could have been dead. I have fought with the enemy 8 times. My mom has prayed, and I came alive. I have could have been dead, but God won. I turned my back on God, but then I met a very good friend, Lynette. And her and I would call each other up in the middle of the night, and we talk about the Bible and the hurts and the verbal abuse and the manipulation and control that people had over me. The more we talked about the Bible, she sent me a video, and I watched it. It was on Benny Hinn on the deaf and dumb spirit. God, when Benny Hinn put his fingers in the deaf and dumb people on this TV program, I put my hand on the TV. Electricity came through my body, and I became no more deaf and dumb. He put a Bible on the floor, and it was the King James Study Bible, and threw it open. I could immediately read it because I couldn't read nothing except Tom, Dick, and Harry or Spot. Then, as the years went by, I started seeing visions and dreams and stuff and got ridiculed. So then he gave me 5 stones in Pierce, Idaho. Never thought about them before. Just kind of let them go. I read the story about David. Then again, when I lost my daughter and my husband, he gave me 5 more stones. Then recently, as I moved down here in 2018, April 13th, I met a wonderful person, Jerry. We started holding Bible study in my class, in my house. And she helped me finish continuing to read. I was afraid of my own voice, because I was always told I was too loud, or I'm not good enough or worthy. So recently, when the verbal abuse started coming again and the controlling, he gave me 5 more stones. This time they're shiny. This time they're shiny. Each stone represents one of the hurts. So instead of throwing them at the wall and putting a hole in my wall, I put them in a bag and I give it to God. Every time, the bigger the hurt, the bigger the stone. And so each stone goes into a bag and I give it to God. And the word he gave me was wait. Wait. And I thought, that's kind of a funny word. And then he gave me another word called seed. And I said, that's kind of weird. So I went home and started looking them up. I went to Rite Aid, and there was a gentleman sitting there. And he was just blah, 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 blah. All the issues. And I said, you know, he goes, I hate waiting. And I go, why? I said, when you go to a grocery store and have to stand in line, what do you have to do? He says, wait. I says, when you go to the dentist office and you get to your dentist appointment and they're not ready for you, what do you have to do? And he says, wait. And I says, what do you think Jesus is doing for you right now? And he goes, I don't know. And I said, he's waiting for you to come to him because you turned your back on him. And he goes, really? And I go, yeah. And he goes, so I'm supposed to be waiting? And I go, yes. I says, because God's teaching us how to be patient with our waiting. Everything we do, we wait for. Jesus is waiting for us. He's really waiting for us. And then I asked him, he says, I'm waiting for people to change the way they talk to each other. And I went, Lord, what did I... And he pointed out a lot of things that I say and do wrongly. And I have to apologize for that. But he wants you to know, when you're waiting for your oil to be changed, he's changing the anointing in you to be more like him. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for renewing the oil within us. We thank you for the acts that you're taking to the roots of our souls and our mind and our brains, that you are cutting off those old roots and you're replanting what you want us to have. I thank you for the air that we breathe and the creation that you have created. You have made each and one of us unique in your image, Father. Father God, you are an awesome God. You're very awesome. Father, I ask that you would bless these people in this in your home above and beyond what their imagination can bring. I ask that you would, they're not the tail, but they are the head. They're not beneath, but they are above. And Satan, you are under our feet. You are no longer in waiting for somebody to use like a sheep in wolf clothing. You're no longer welcome here in this building. We anoint the doorposts of every home and every person. We ask that you would pour over them the living anointing oil that would drip from their head onto their hands, like you did Aaron. I thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do, what you're going to do, and what you already are doing. I thank you, Lord, for every footstep, for everybody that has come to be healed, that you have healed them, not just physically, but mentally. You have touched them, Father, in your holy name. Amen.
Good morning, church. I think most of you know me. My name is Josh Layton. I have attended church in this building here for 26 years. And the Lord has touched me every time I walk through the doors. But one thing that really stands foremost in my mind is the healings that he has given me. I can't even count the healings that God has touched my body with. But one in particular... Here about 7 years ago, I had back problems that were just killing me. I went to the doctors. My doctor told me that my L4 and L5 were bone on bone, and he said that I asked for surgery. He said, I won't do surgery because most people with your problem is the surgery, you're worse off afterward than before. And he said, you've also got arthritis in your spine. And so I was taking shots. I was going up and taking those high, I forget the name of the shots they give you, and pain shots in the back. And those were not really doing anything at all. My leg ache, my nerves in my leg were just killing me. And when the doctor said he couldn't do any more for me, Nancy and I went out and we got in the car. And we sit there. And I told her, I said, honey, I can't go on this way. I said, we have been going to the wrong places for my back. We've been going to doctors. We need to go to God. This has been going on for 3-4 months. We sat there in the car and we prayed. And after we finished, Nancy drove home. I was in the passenger seat because I was just hurting too much to drive. But when I opened, when I opened the door and stepped out of that car, I had no pain. And in all these years afterward, you know, the older I get, the more muscle aches I get if I do things, but no back problems in all these years. Because I've always believed when God heals you, it's permanent. Amen. And so I just want to say this morning, church, look to God if you're hurting. I don't care if it's a sore toenail or a brain aneurysm. Look to God. He loves us, He made us in His image, and He wants us to be healthy. So look to God in all your hurts. Never, never give up on God because He loves us and He'll take care of us. Lord Jesus, we thank You this morning. We thank You for this gathering here in our building, in Your house. And Lord, we ask that You would instill in everybody here the healing mercies that You have shown me. Even if there are people here with hurts that are not going to pray to You to heal those hurts for any reason at all, heal them, Lord. Let them feel Your touch this very moment in this building. I know that I know that I know what You can do for them, and we'll praise You for it in Your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Let's do one more. But does anybody have a? Oh, okay. Do you have one? Then get up here. Come on up. But I'm also looking for. Does anybody have a financial testimony? So we'll hear from Susan. But anybody, Rose, why don't you come on up? Well, and Deanna, come on up too. We'll end with these three. I just wanted to make sure we ended with a financial testimony because then we can pray. But please.
Hi, my name's Susan, and I just wanted to get in on the same type of testimony that Ken had with back pain, and I'm sure many of you understand that process, but I've had it for about 30 years, and my mother had it before me, and I took her to the doctor a lot, so I saw her, you know, and they would diagnose her and say, you have degenerative disc disease, you have arthritis, every kind, osteoporosis, and fibromyalgia, polymyalgia, and you hear just, it's overwhelming what you hear. So mother would have a surgery and then she'd have a compression fracture because they wanted to fuse her spine. And then she'd have another fusion and another compression. And by the time she passed, her back was just hardware. So I've really fought having fusions. I've had a couple of low back cleanups, but I'll get to the part about what God told me on the way up here today, just this morning. I've had a victory because a year and a half ago, I just started losing my balance and losing fine motor skills in my hands and feet. And nobody could find out what it was, but it turned out to be a cervical spine. And that was being not the nerves, but the spinal cord was actually atrophied. And the doctor said, you have to have this fused or you will be paralyzed. And you really shouldn't ride in a car because, you know, if you snap your head, you're done. And so I just was shocked, but I had it. On the other thing, you might, you know, might change your voice because, and you don't know that we can gain back this. And I'm like, you know what I do, right? As a vocal music educator, like singer and piano. But anyway, God is so good, and that's been over a year ago. And last week in McCall, I was able to take a hike nearly 2 miles.
Wow.
With my family.
Amen.
Yeah, so this is what God told me on the way up. He said, I've been told the same things that my mom, you know, labeled, diagnosis, and my brother as well. And he said, no, you do not tell or say to yourself, I have degenerative discs. Don't own that. That is a generational curse. So that is what I want to pray for this morning. Anything in the body, Lord, any person who has been cursed for whatever reason, help them to recognize it, help them to throw it down, put it under Satan's feet, and just stop claiming things that may be given us, you know, like from doctors, and teach us how to trust you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, Rose, Deanna, come on up. Let's thank you. You know, the power of testimony possesses everything we need to break through. And so it might look a little different in your life. You might be sitting here this morning going, man, I really wish that would happen to me. You don't have to wish for it. It's not wishful thinking. It's not, you know, anything other than putting your trust in the Lord and saying, Father, if you did it for her, if you did it for him, would you do it for me? Because we're his children and he loves us. And so we're going to take our offering, but let's just get a couple financial testimonies.
I was in the military for a long time, but I do my own taxes. And so when I give, I don't even think about it. I would just give when God, like, told me to give. And then at the end of the year, I was, like, looking at it. And whatever I gave, I got back. I either got promotions. I never lost the money. And then I got ill. Well, I hurt my back, I hurt my foot, I hurt my hips. And I didn't want to retire from the Navy because I loved it, but I felt like I couldn't do my job, so I just retired. And God turned that around, and I got money for my disability, which I can give more now. So God always gives, and even when sometimes I give too much, he recovers me quick. I don't know what to say, but you never have to worry about it. I don't worry about it because he loves me, and I don't worry.
Amen. Pray for us.
Lord, you love us so much, and you didn't bring us into poverty. You bring us to use our resources because they're not our resources. They're your resources. And whenever we give, we're giving to you. We're giving to the poor, the needy, the people that you want us to give to. And Lord, I just ask that you open everybody's ears and eyes to know and discern who those people are and to give them that blessing, because we will be blessed too. But it's not about that. It's about love. God loved us where we were, and we just, that's just the way we show our appreciation. And it's always to his glory. Amen.
Amen.
I was going to share something totally different, but anyways, I just have to say that Heavenly Daddy always provides, and he does it in ways that you never even thought would be possible. And so I deal with a lot of back issues and just health things, and I was having to put out, because I do all natural, so insurance doesn't cover natural. And so I was putting out like $1,200 a month on massage therapy and just different things. And Dwayne goes, one day he goes, you know, I have this account. It's called my HRA retirement account. And he goes, why don't you see if you can get some of that reversed? And I was like, what? Okay, let's try it. And there was a couple little hoops that we had to jump through, but now everything is totally reimbursed to us every month. And so Heavenly Daddy just created a way to not only keep us healthy, but he also created a way that I can still give, because I love to give. And he's all like, I'm not taking that from you, daughter. I'm going to enhance that. So it was like, it was like Christmas. I got like, what was it, like $1,500 back just in one time. And I was like, whoo, I'm in the money now. But anyway, and then we just got to bless a ministry this week because of it. So he's really good at loving us and providing for us. And he knows what we need when we need it most. And so thank you, Heavenly Daddy. Thank you that you work behind the scenes when we don't even know what's happening, but you're making all things work together for good. So I just thank you and I praise you, and I just pray a special blessing. Just touch everyone here, just financially, and give them a big financial squeeze. Thank you, Daddy. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rose. Would you stand with me as we sing this song? This is called Run to the Father, and when we're done, we'll don't run out of here. I've got a few announcements for you, but during this song, if you have your offering and you want to make your offering, there's buckets up front, there's buckets in the back. This is an opportunity to do that. If you've heard a testimony this morning that's moved you, again, I pray that this song you would embody in such a manner that whatever you're going through, whatever's being provoked and stirred up in your spirit this morning, that again, we would know we're called to run to the Father. And so if, as a congregation, as we've testified, we've taken communion, could we just sing this song in unity and expect God to do great things?
I've carried a burden too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. And I see it now, I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you. So I'll run to the Father, I'm falling to grace, I'm done with the hiding, no reason, no aid. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 again and again. Oh, 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 oh. You saw my condition, had a plan from the start. Your son for redemption, the price for my heart. And I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand, I can't comprehend. All I know is I need. So I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hygiene, no reason, no aid. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again, and again and again. Oh, oh. Oh, again and again. Oh, 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 again and again. Again and again. My heart has been in your sight. Long before my first breath, running into your arms is running from life to. And I feel this rush deep in my chest. Your mercy is calling out. And just as I am, you pull me in. And I know that I need you. So I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hygiene, no reason, no aid. My heart found a surgeon, my soul found a friend. So I run to the Father again and again. And again and again. Oh, 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 oh. Again and again. Oh, 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 oh. Again and again.
Oh, come on. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, that we can run to you. That, Father, you hold us. That you've called us by name. And that whatever circumstance or situation is before us, none of it can overshadow you. None of it even comes close to comparing to your great and expansive love for us. So, Father, help us be a people who consider our destiny, who know the power of testimony, who know the value of confession and friendship, who understand that, Lord, there is more for us than there are those that are against us. There is more for you, each and every one of you in this room, than the enemy could ever muster up against you. And I pray that that perspective would permeate every part of your life. And that, Lord, we would be in a place to let things go so that we can press on we can press into, we can go after that goal which you set before us. That we can be a people who look back upon today and realize, Lord, it changed. And so we thank you in the name of Jesus for the healings, the miracles, the touches, the revelation, the understanding and the wisdom, the mystery. We thank you for it all today. And we give you the glory and praise. Amen. 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 Would you have a seat and just join me for just a few more minutes? Thank you for being with us this morning. A few announcements. Hopefully when you came in the door, you got a bulletin. Once a month, November 7th, that'll be our next family breakfast, 9:30 in the fireside room. Come join us. A few changes. We've been doing this Battlefield of the Mind book study by Joyce Meyer on Wednesday. We're changing that date to Monday. If you are looking for understanding of how God speaks and how God has gifted us with the mind of Christ, how many of you know this, that there are many voices out there, right? And then there are many voices in here, right? I mean, there's a lot of voices out there, but there's a lot of voices in here. For example, your body actually has a voice. Your physical body has a voice. It speaks to you and says, you know, when you've eaten too much, like, oh, I probably shouldn't have had that third piece of pie, right? It says to you, like, you should have stopped, or next time, remember to stop. It's probably speaking to some of you this morning in a place of pain where it's saying, you know, I don't like it when you rock on your feet like that, or maybe walking across the room. Your body's speaking, which then activates the soul voices, you know, the mind, the will, and the emotion, which then stirs up all the spiritual voices. And so there's a lot of voices out there, and this book, The Battlefield of the Mind, helps us get grounded in understanding what to do with those voices. And so it's a great study that Joyce Meyer's, the book that she wrote in the Bible study. So they changed that date to Monday. So if Monday works a little better for you, come and join us. The Sounders room is on the south side of the building in our children's ministry. Our young adults ministry. So if any of you've ever stopped by and heard, you know, the grinder going off in the back or a smoothie, that's Bob Nath making all that noise. And you can just point at him and blame him for the noise. But he's also doing something with young adults, 18 to 25 years old, and it's called Young Adult Convergence. And so their next meeting is coming this Friday. So if you're 18 to 25 or you know someone that's 18 to 25, get them connected with Bob and this group of fellowship, because again, our culture, our community is screaming for connection and relationship. And we want to be able to have that opportunity. That's why mornings like this, I think, are often sometimes, I'm going to say this, but I struggle to believe this, but I'm trying to get there to believe it. I believe these mornings are actually more beneficial and better than all the teaching, because you actually get to know somebody. And the teaching's important. I don't want to dismiss that. I'm a teacher. I love to preach the word and teach the word. But I think we need to do more of this. And so this is what's on our heart. And I thought it was a great morning. But again, you can get involved in the young adults, 18 to 25, or get connected, your friends connected. And then the last one I want to mention is on Friday, October 15th. It's a Friday evening at 7 p.m. We are hosting our Together We Pray. And I want to invite you to come out, but I also want you to start praying now. We're getting responses from churches. They're interested. But when we try to bring the body of Christ together, and some of us have been doing this for years. This has been my heart since the day I got saved. The challenge is the theology. And we're not trying to dismiss the theology. Do you speak in tongues? You know, is there going to be women on the stage? You know, just the different perspectives that different fellowships or denominations have. You know, we're trying to focus on the essentials and extend grace to what we consider a non-essential. And in some cases, speaking in tongues is not an essential. We believe in it. I believe in it. We encourage it. But at the end of the day, it's not going to get you into heaven any more than, you know, somebody that's confessed Jesus Christ. And so we are just navigating those relationships and bringing people in. The other thing that we are obviously having to navigate is, what about COVID, and is there a section for unvaccinated, vaccinated? We are not doing any of that. which then means there will be people in churches that choose not to fellowship with us at this time, and that's okay. But that doesn't change the fact that we want to be praying for them, and we really do want to come into this next season in a posture of, Lord, we are united in prayer, and together we're praying. So if you could just join with us, our leadership team and our staff, in praying for the effort that we put into this unity, it would be greatly appreciated. And then with that, I know I said I have one more, but I just realized I do have one more. The other thing is Thursday, October 14th, so a week from this Thursday, up at the fairgrounds, they're hosting a candidate panel for our upcoming local elections for Idaho. And so, one, if you can't make that meeting, be praying. Be praying for our local government. We've got school board members that are being elected, city council members that are being elected, and this movement with the mayor situation. And so, again, if you're not familiar with any of those three things I just mentioned, you need to be, so that we can pray and intercede. It's not something we can just be silent on and just, you know, hope that, you know, God, I hope you do something. I don't know where I heard it today, but I know I heard it, is that, you know, we have to be the ones going. We have to go, and we have to be the ones that are present. And even if it's just showing up at the meeting so you get a little bit more education on all these names that are out all over the community before you go to the polls and vote in November, here's an opportunity. You can also be present, and you can change and shift the atmosphere of that meeting by simply interceding. You don't have to make it loud or anything, but Lord, my presence, I think it was Joanne that said it well, you know, Satan, out of this room in the name of Jesus Christ. You can declare over that room, Lord, truth will be exposed. We will see things for the way they really are and begin to watch things shift. And this is an area that that I think we as the church, again, are just realizing and unfortunately probably waking up to a little late, but never too late, because with God, he can make all things work together for good. Amen. So that's Thursday, October 14th, up at the fairgrounds. It starts at 6:30, and it deals with our local candidates in the city of Lewiston. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you.